Dear Chicago. Down south.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
I am here.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, you guys. This is like a special... Wait, did it... Okay, it stopped. This is a special extra show that you guys are getting before the end of the year. I said that we will not be recording...
Liar.
until January, but we have a visitor with us that's been on the show a couple times, and I thought maybe we could do a short show so we could talk about it. Yeah. A short shit show.
Short shit show. It's a ginger show, actually.
And who... I'm Ricky. You're listening to Foul Monkeys being recorded out
of... How many shows have you done? 700? 800?
This is 706.
Why isn't it 69? I like 69.
Well, maybe next time. you're listening to Foul Monkeys recorded out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Ricky.
And I'm Hendrik. Host. Yeah.
And this is Hendrik. He is our South African German
counter.
Espionage. Yeah. American a little bit. He's getting Americanized. Love your hair today.
It's
really... Wow. You shouldn't even do anything to it.
No.
You're not.
Security tonight. Like, I'm ready. So, hello.
So you're here visiting, right?
Yeah, you... but it's almost over now. Again.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like Ivy at the moment, like sassy face, and like,
I have to leave America.
Well, then again,
or you,
from the 20th of December, I think, January, most people would be happy leaving America.
Oh, well, believe me, it is probably going to be true.
Yeah.
So, Hendrik stops in every now and then, and he stays here, as a friend, of course, mm-hmm. but you've been a listener for a long time. Like, really long.
Yeah. It's almost from the beginning. No, well, not right from the beginning.
Since Florida.
Since Florida days, yeah.
So it's been probably 8 years, maybe?
Yeah, could be. That's almost as long as I've been living in Germany. So that's my 11th year now. So it could be 7, 8 years.
Cool.
Longest relationship I've ever had with a man.
This is the longest relationship I've had with anyone
during
this show.
Makes me so happy.
So you came in on Friday?
Yeah, I was a little bit late because we came out, me and my voices came from Seattle,
mm-hmm.
which was a really short visit. But yeah, we've been here since Friday night. So Friday, Saturday, and now I'm going home after midnight tonight, if all goes well, if I don't snow in. So right. Yeah.
We've had snow today and last night.
And last night.
So it's been fun. So I went to go pick up Hendrik at the airport. He's traveled around the world, you guys. Like, he's been everywhere.
But cannot
find where he's supposed to go to be picked up by car.
No.
Could not.
Blame it on American Airlines.
He says, I'm white. I don't deserve that.
No.
That's exactly
what
he said.
I didn't want to walk. It was like I had heavy bags and stuff. So
so I parked to go pick him up, and I'm like looking for him. And I'm like, what carousel are you at?
I didn't see that message. I saw that like after we were home. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm supposed to answer him number 6. So...
But I saw you.
Yeah, I saw you and was like, my fucking word, Tyra Mockingbird. I mean, it's like, she lost some pounds and she's wiggling it all down the carousels. I'm like, you go, girlfriend.
Not even like that.
Ooh, Chichi LaRue would be calling up you for some porno moments.
No. Nobody wants to see this.
Oh, sweetie, I've seen some granny porn. I mean, seriously, if grannies can do porn... You could do porn too.
I need to be paid a lot of money though.
You want to pay to do a porn?
Yeah, I need to be paid to do
a porn. I'm sure the interwebs have got some of your Florida home videos.
Oh, no, they don't.
No?
No.
You put a lock and key on it?
Mm-hmm. Never made one of those.
What homosexual
are you? I had some photos. But even the photos weren't that bad. They were artistic.
Artistic flavored.
So you really couldn't see anything. Oh. But every now and then on Tumblr, my pictures will show up and people are like, Then I'm getting like all these like...
Why have I not seen them? But then again, we're not linked on Tumblr.
Yeah.
I'm dirty.
I don't even use Tumblr a lot. I used Tumblr when I first, like, when it first came out. Okay. But I don't get it.
I don't get Snapchat.
Like, I'm still working on Snapchat.
Twitter I'm okay with, but Snapchat, all these little fairy faces and stuff, I'm like, ugh.
Dave, stop talking about Taylor like that.
Dave was, you know, Erwin Tio was trying to help me with Snapchat, but it was, I just.
It's very millennial. It's like, I don't have time for you, so I'm going to give you 8 seconds.
8 seconds of my dedication.
Right.
It's like the longest relationship ever. Right. 8 seconds.
Like, oh my God, this is so long.
Wasn't Vine
Why can't
like
they make
seconds?
A short Snapchat?
Vine, I think, was like 6 seconds. So.
What was?
Vine.
Vine. It was 20 seconds, right?
Ooh, that's
maybe
longest.
No, maybe it was 8 seconds. It was eight seconds, I think, something around there.
Yeah,
and now it's no longer.
Yeah, it's leaving.
Vine's gone.
Bye-bye.
But a lot of people are pissed because they were making money from Vine.
Of course they were.
Some of them were funny. They had some like funny shit on there.
I've never really watched the Vine stuff. I only watched the one controversial guy that was homophobic. That one, like the 16-year-old trashy, you know, backwater hickey.
Right.
But otherwise, I'm just basically on YouTube. Sweetie.
YouTube's good, too. I like YouTube.
Well, seeing that as we both now realized last night that we're doing makeup tutorials.
I know. So, all right. So, yesterday, you guys. All right. So, he came in on Friday. We pretty much just relaxed because it was late. And
I didn't even get food. I got... What did I get you Friday night?
We had soup. Tony's chicken soup. Yeah.
Because somebody's on a diet, now we're eating soup. I mean,
he makes that all the time, though. It's like one of his favorite things.
Good. It was spicy.
And then Saturday morning, we got up and we did a lot.
No. You got up. I was in bed and you went to the gym.
I went to the gym.
I mean, seriously, making me feel like all guilty in bed where I'm snuggling with myself.
Oh, so guilty. When you got up, I'm like, oh, I just got back from the gym. You're lazy.
Yeah, I'm feeling so sad.
Which I didn't get to go to the gym today. I'm kind of like, ooh.
And then I fed you my homemade South African pudding tonight.
That was today, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to go to gym twice tomorrow. So.
Mm-hmm. Is that your stomach? My stomach's doing that too.
What did we eat today? It's the Indian food you made
probably
me.
It's the inside of our bodies going, ay, 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 ay.
Isn't that the American Indians?
No, that's... Oh. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh.
Anyway, you're making me a racist. Stop it.
Well, you gave Adele yesterday a little tikkas.
Yesterday, we did some shopping, and we did a lot of shopping, right?
It was quite... It's probably the most shopping I've done in a long time with someone. Normally, I just do it on the internet, but yesterday I was very busy, so...
It was good, though. It was nice to get out and do something.
Yeah, because we started, like, lunchtime-ish, I guess.
We started around 10:45 because remember we went to eat around 11:30.
We had to do that first. So
then we were out until like 8 o'clock at night.
We were busy.
Yeah, we drove around a lot. Let's see, we went to the pet store. I get the dog food at where the cutie.
It's quite a nice pet
store,
I must be honest. It's got nice stuff, and the people were quite sweet as well. So.
Yeah. We went to Best Buy. We went to
where we started. I think was at Best Buy, and then we went to Chili's for lunch
because you love you some Mexican American food. I mean, that food looked so good.
Oh,
you had
was.
The fajitas,
but I didn't even eat
the tortillas or anything.
No, I was.
You just ate.
You
the
made
meat.
Me feel guilty every time I put something in my mouth.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like,
it's Quite so guilty. Like, calories.
I mean, that salad you had was so fucking dry. I was like, oh, man.
That's why I had to ask for extra dressing. And I thought you were kind of judging me about it.
What, the extra dressing?
Yeah.
Or the dry salad? Or making Adele look like an Indian? You drop her some makeup. But the shirt on you looks quite nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to fit into it because I was too big. And then the shirt I have on now, the Beth Hart one, I'm able to wear it today, too.
Why do you say too big?
Because I was too fat to wear it.
You were oversized or what? Hmm? Or undersized? The t-shirt was undersized. It's
never you.
It's always
t-shirt. Oh.
Never blame yourself.
The t-shirt, blame the maximum size of the t-shirts were 2X, so...
Well, you could have been Vin Diesel.
There was a limit. Yeah. And then we went to Old Orchard Mall, where we did...
Did we go around. There first?
We went to the pet store.
I have a feeling we were somewhere else in between.
Oh, Costco and Target.
Ooh.
Costco. Oh, my.
No wonder you forgot about it because
God.
It was...
I was having an anxiety attack every 3 seconds.
There was a shitload of people in that 4-acre mall. I was like... And they're all like shopping like maniacs. I mean, it's like...
It was... Horrible, as Big Fatty would say.
Yeah.
Then we went to Target to get a few things.
We were actually quite long in Target. What? Yeah. Oh, because I had to buy all that stuff to go home, which is not in my suitcase, and the suitcase can't move. So
no. The wheels are just going to splay out.
The wheels
of it.
Will be like, but at least we're flying in a freighter tonight. So, you know, there's enough tonnage to take my little suitcase with me. So.
No, your suitcase puts it over so it can't fly.
Oh, we're going to be...
And it turns into an like a Leah situation or something. Oh, wait.
Memories.
And then we went to Old Orchard, which is like an outside mall. If you got, you guys probably have heard of it because that's supposedly the mall they use in Mean Girls. But Mean Girls, the Old Orchard is an outside mall. Mm-hmm. So the mall that they use in the movie is not Old Orchard.
Okay.
We tried to get Hendrik a watch, and
I almost said an iPhone watch, an Apple watch.
And he was so close to getting it, but what happened? Jesus hates you.
Yes. And he said, no shopping this time around.
Right. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm not sure. The thing is, I'll have to think about the watch. On the one hand, it's quite nifty. But on the other hand, what do I do with it? I don't even exercise. I mean, what am I going to do with it? Ping pong?
Start exercising with it. Mm. And we can share exercise stuff. And when you say I burned 1,100 calories and you only burned 20, that'll
you're
make
gonna,
you feel
you're
good about
calorie
yourself.
Shame me, like,
you only burned 20 calories. Oh, see, you took 5 steps today.
My steps are way under. At least that I can see on the iPhone. And I get to about 5,000, 6,000 maybe a day, which is really deplorable.
You should have 10,000 a day. Double
I know,
that.
But I always think the iPhone sort of miscalculated the 10,000. And
it just rounds down.
It needs
down.
To recalibrate, and then I shake it a bit, and it's like, oh, fuck, it's still 10,000. So I go to bed crying myself to sleep. My
see
little
how many we walked today.
What the hell is that? How many gadgets do you have in your pocket?
This is for my work. Because they pay us to walk. Today, I've walked 5,100 steps.
Where exactly did we walk? We walked for the charla bread.
Mm-hmm.
We walked between around. The stove and the bathroom. The bathroom and
walking
the kitchen.
Walking back and forth in here. I took the dogs out for walks.
Okay. That was quite quick, though. That was not 5,000 steps.
Yeah.
Did you attach it to 5, the dog 000. And then like?
Let oh, yeah, know? Right. I have done that before, though, when I was trying to win a contest. Ain't gonna lie.
You are so...
Then you took me to the Nespresso store, and you're like, you have to have one of these for because the next visit.
And she said to me, we also European. I'm like, yes. But I'm really European. The coffee is not European. It's made from little poor people somewhere else, like pressing them into that little cups, you know.
Mm-hmm. With their little baby hands.
Well, baby pincettes, maybe. Can babies work?
Sure, why not?
Which countries still have baby labor?
China, definitely.
Don't be a Trump on China.
Well, I'm just saying, they have child labor there. And probably me? India, too.
Bangladesh, definitely. I've seen child labor in Bangladesh.
I kind of feel that once you hit 10 years old, you should be working.
Well, somebody needs to make those
especially
iPhone.
These days. Like
millennial.
Millennials need to be taught how to work because we were discussing in the car.
As long as Marisette can help, and you like...
Right. I was like, this is the reason why millennials have happened. it was... One Hand in My Pocket is the name of the song, right?
Was it Hand in My Pocket? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because it's like contradictory or whatever. And it's like, oh, I love myself. No, I hate myself. But we were talking about this, how I saw a news cast about how millennials aren't even making half of what their parents made at the same age. And Hendrick and I actually had the same reaction that, well, I had the one at the gym when I was reading, watching it. Mm-hmm. And then when I was telling you about it, and we both said, lazy.
But it is. I mean, you see them at the airport is quite often, and it's this entitlement thing where I'm like, you need to earn that. I mean, but then again, I don't know. I don't know where this world is going to. I mean, look at who's running the show nowadays. Bye-bye, Obama. Mm. It's sad.
Bye-bye, amazing. And hello, bye-bye. Fucked up.
Which song was that again?
What?
I'm terrible with songs. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye is Backstreet Boys.
No, that's, yeah, no.
It's a different song. You're thinking about different songs.
I'm thinking of, yeah. Bye-bye, happiness.
Oh, that's from the, like, the 60s or 70s, right?
Yeah.
The Mamas and the Papas?
That could be.
The so Carpenters?
I don't do Mariah and I don't do Janet.
No.
I don't do Madonna. I do Kylie. Ooh, oh. I'm looking forward to the new co-host, number 625.
Good one.
Good one.
Good one.
He's a Kylie fan, so I'm looking forward to the Kylie.
Yeah. And you've met Adam. You met him on the cruise when we went on the cruise.
Yeah. But it's funny now, thinking about the cruise, it's been, what, 3 years? Mm-hmm. How long has Brad and Wayland been married?
Three years already. Yeah. It's crazy, right?
That was an interesting cruise.
Mm.
Yeah. Memories.
Where were we going? Oh, the millennials and how they're not making enough money. And then
I was trying to push you to buy a proper coffee machine.
Yeah.
And your husband said?
Because I told Tony, Hendrick says we need this coffee machine because it's like fucking amazing and it's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony's like, you can tell him he can buy it then.
Yeah. And the intention on that message was quite clear. It was right. Like, Mexican. No.
And then from there, we went to go have a Starbucks, and then we went to Bath and Body Works.
We went to Bath and Body Works first.
Yeah.
Which was really sad and depressing because I only spent $47.
That's crazy.
That is really crazy.
Because last time you did spend over $100, right?
I spent $180 last time.
But you were buying stuff for other people too, right? This time you weren't buying for
other
people.
I wasn't really buying a lot of stuff for myself, which is strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I've been traveling a lot this year, so it's not like I really need things.
Right.
But I've been buying cookies and Coffee Mate and batteries. What else did I buy?
Tortillas.
Because we don't have proper tortillas back home.
Oh my God. Before we go any further, you guys need to go on Netflix and watch Australian Border Patrol.
Is that what it is? Australian Border Patrol Australia, I think.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, my God.
It's a good show.
Y'all, they are not playing. Mm. Don't bring a flour tortilla up in there because you will fucking go to prison.
$340.
It was $120, and then they're like $340.
Yeah, they're quite strict, actually.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's why they're...
But that's also, they're a huge island, and they're probably safe.
It's an island.
A continent.
They are incontinent on an island, so...
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's where all the prisoners go to live. Like, Florida. There are Florida. They're the Florida of the world.
Ooh. Are they crazy people in Australia? I don't know. Well, Art
I've
Cruiser.
Never been there.
I mean, Art Cruiser.
Well, that's crazy. No, I'm just kidding. I love him and his little dog. His mom's dog. His mom's dog. Adopted dog. She has three legs.
The dog?
The dog has three legs.
Proper English grammar. Put a comma in it.
The dog has three legs and she's super cute. She actually has like 3.5. She doesn't have she doesn't have like the bottom part of her last leg or her fourth leg.
This is so bad.
So anyway, we go to Bath and Body Works where Hendrick sends.
I was really pissed with that girl that was helping us in the beginning because when I asked her the second time about the 3 for $3 deal, she put something in her mouth and starts eating and answering me. And I'm like, girlfriend, seriously? That chocolate couldn't wait.
Well, you saw what she looked like. No, it could not have waited.
She was like chowing it down, and I'm like, I still need the explanation for three, four, three. And she was trying to hide it in a, like a hamster, and I'm like,
right, like a chipmunk.
I'm like, that's not gonna help. What is it, 343? She's like, you can go there and there. I'm like, that's not answering the question or the explanation.
Everything then was 343. Then we went to Starbucks.
Where there were the policemen,
mm-hmm.
which made you uncomfortable. I don't know why. Why did it make you uncomfortable? Or was it
making I was uncomfortable.
Or was it me that was getting uncomfortable?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Hmm. But the Starbucks wasn't full. Usually it's
no.
Full.
Oh my God. It was so. It's usually like the line is out the door. And then we went to Sephora.
Ooh.
And this is where my day turned into an awful situation.
I've heard it because that's how we figured out we both watch makeup tutorials. Like right. I put makeup.
Big fatty.
You guys, I don't know why I don't know why I do this, but I will watch guys put on makeup.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's because they're doing like costume makeup and stuff, but sometimes they're just like drag queens that are doing it. But yeah. I'll sit and watch that shit for like 40 minutes, like one person. And we were looking at this little art, this little sponge that's like shaped like a tear.
That's how we got to it.
Yeah. And both of us looked at it. And then Hendrick's like... Oh, that's for putting on makeup. It's like the bomb. And I'm like, I know. I've seen it too in the videos.
But the girls working in there were
over
a
makeup.
Lot of makeup. I mean, I realize it's a makeup store, but I don't know, women with that much makeup. Oof.
I wonder how your skin breathes with all that.
Well, I guess you're almost at your purees. I have to be clean.
Your pores. Difficult. They have to be clogged, I would think, to have that much makeup on.
Well, there's concealers. No, not concealers. What do you call it? Well, makeup removing tools and stuff.
I don't know. Anyway, we were there and we were smelling colognes. And
then she arrived.
Oh, she arrived like with a ponytail.
Well, it was more like a half-ass man bun.
I think it was mid show, like drag show. So she's like, oh, I'm just going to take off my wig. Mm-hmm. And then that's what was left under her, just so she can come to work.
How did the conversation actually start with him? Oh, because we were looking at the colognes, and then mm-hmm. he was like, oh, well, you should try this one and this one and mm-hmm. this one. And then very touchy.
He was very touchy to me.
And then we had to play the guessing game where he was from.
So this is how he goes. He's like, guess where I'm from? And we're like, I don't know, Russia or whatever. I don't know. We said something.
Which country did I say he's from? I said he's from Bulgaria because mm-hmm. that's what his accent sounded like.
And then I said Polish. And he's like, no, I'm Christian. And I'm like,
yeah.
We both looked at each other like, I was okay.
I know the map quite well, but I mean,
I've never heard of that country.
Well, it's the states, the blue states, the red states.
Yeah,
it's Christian country.
Yeah. And then he ended up being Middle Eastern?
He's Syrian, but was born in Iraq, in Baghdad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been here for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now working at Sephora.
Yes.
Or Sephora. What is it called? Sephora.
And when he goes to church.
He goes to church.
And we were shocked.
Oh, and then he told us he lies in church because people ask him what cologne he's wearing.
Right.
And then he touched you a couple of times. And then
he touched my earlobe.
Oh!
Like, he was very,
I didn't see that.
He was just like, almost like he was putting the hair behind my ear kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't have hair. And why are you touching my ear? That's weird. He was super nice.
He was super nice.
But then things changed for the worse.
Yeah, it got really quiet around us in that 2 square feet that we were all three standing in. Because he said... Because
you asked him, being from another country...
Oh, yeah, I said to him, how does it feel to be in the US now with all these things changing? And he's like, oh, I think you should give him a chance. I mean, I voted for him. And I'm like...
About passed out.
Yeah, I could hear the sweat droplets fly from your forehead. Like, what? And I'm like,
and I was totally into him. Fine, talking with him. You know, like, yeah. Ah, ha, ha, you know, whatever. And then as soon as he said that, I was like,
and
switched that shit off.
My face probably looked so puzzled because I'm like, how does this closet queen from Iraq,
who goes to church,
hide? his makeup.
He works at a makeup store, so
he didn't really present himself as a makeup person because he wasn't really.
Maybe he's a cologne representative, not like the makeup, but he just works the cologne.
Oh, that could be. But then when he started, and then he's off about Trump and blah 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 blah.
He kept going, and then he compared Trump to Ronald Reagan.
How good Ronald Reagan was, and I was like, oh my word, I think Ricky is going to fall flat back over, and I'm going to have to carry him out of here. So,
oh. I just got a reminder. It says a recommended recent upload, a message from the president-elect Donald Trump for my YouTube. Go fuck yourself, Donald Trump. And, you know, like Ronald Reagan, I was a kid, so I don't know a lot about what he did. Apparently, he did a bunch of like reformations and stuff. And, you know, he tried to make... you know, try to save money and stuff. But I know he had the issue with the HIV thing.
Yeah, that was a big issue.
But I still don't think you can compare Donald Trump to Ronald Reagan.
No, it's hard to compare the Donald to anything but...
a Cheeto.
We don't have Cheetos in the...
What do you have equivalent in Europe? You don't have Cheetos?
Oh, no, we don't. But we have knickknacks.
Is it the same?
Knickknacks look like, how should I describe
you it? Should take Cheetos to Europe and then become like super rich from it.
Knickknacks look like droppings, like long droppings, which is yellow and orangey, and if you eat it your fingers are all like yellow,
so it's kind of like a Cheeto.
It's kind of like Cheetos but not the same consistency, I would say. I think it's made in Britain, so in the colonies you would have it. I know it from back home. So.
The colonies.
The colonial English, where we speak proper.
So this guy continued on and on. I was interested in the cologne. Yeah. And I was stepping further and further away, so I wasn't going to be touched. And I pretended to be interested in other colognes because he tried to keep talking to me, and I was done with him.
Yes.
So Hendrik continued to talk with him to get the samples that he was going to give us.
Yeah, I wanted my samples. That's what I cared about. But that was like a cold Siberian wind blowing over the poor God.
That was the coldest ginger that's probably ever happened in this world. I shut down real quick.
And we left actually soon afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then you open a card. I mean, you open a... what card was it?
It was like a loyalty card.
Loyalty part.
Yeah. So. And then we walk outside and it's like 15 inches of snow on the ground. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But it was nice seeing snow because we haven't had snow yet, so... Mm-hmm. But I was expecting a lot more snow this morning, and it was like
me too. I'm pissed. Yeah. Mother Earth, I'm fucking pissed.
Well, she's pissed with us, and in the next 4 years, she's going to be a lot
real pissed. She's going to be so hot.
She's going to be like Mama.
I wonder where her period's going to come out at.
Which city in the U.S. would you
put a period on?
Mm-hmm. Not Miami.
No, it would probably be some like crazy like Midwestern like. No, I would do LA real quick.
Oh, LA.
I do just not like period LA. Stain.
I don't like LA at all. I don't know why people go so crazy for LA. It's really meh.
It's interesting there because it seems like there's no history in that city. Like, everything looks new. Like, things are, like, messed up from the earthquakes, but it's not like you can go to, like, Boston and see all these buildings that were built, you know, however many years ago. And LA, like, the newest building is probably, like, 1940 or some shit like that, you know?
I don't know.
It's got a real cold vibe about it.
Yeah.
So then we came home, and we sent a... Big Fatty a message?
Yes. We had to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be a weekend without the fat ones.
Right. We talked about Big Fatty a couple times.
Mm-hmm. He's in our memories, and he's in our hearts, and in our ass.
But he's still alive. You make it sound like he's dead. He's actually alive. It's that we know
an obituary. And don't forget,
do you think Big Fatty's obituary is going to have like a big burp, and he's going, y'all?
I would expect that by that time you can have a gravestone which you can press the button and it would be like
you press the button from the grave and it says, thank you for calling.
Like we were talking last night and I said, recently I was using with the Germans, I said something like, yeah, and then you go onto the interwebs and I'm like, oh my word, I'm already using these words. It's like, and this person I was talking to look at me like, what did you say? And I'm like, interwebs, or internet for short. He's like, what? I'm like, okay. But see, I get...
Well, Big Fatty, if anything, he makes you look like an idiot.
In the early mornings, definitely, because I get it as just before I leave for work. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's Central European time. Is the same as Central Eastern. What is it?
No, it can't be, right?
Well, it's the same time that he posted is the same time I get it.
He posted at 12 o'clock Eastern time.
Which is Mexican time for?
Eastern time.
Eastern time. That is Chicago.
You're like, what, 7 hours ahead of us?
I think at the moment we are 7 hours ahead.
So you get it around 6 or 7 in the morning?
Depending on how you post it, I get I think 6:45 in the morning it starts downloading. So
yeah.
Sometimes I make it just as like about to go into the lift and I'm standing in there like 30 seconds, 34 seconds. And then I'm like, oh, fatty, can't you just speed it up?
I need to get into it.
I'm running late already, but I need to get it. So yeah, like 2 seconds, 1 second. Okay, the fat one's in the pocket and then I, you know, and then I go.
The fat one's in the pocket and you're ready to go. And the podcast too.
Maybe. Could be.
And then we went to the Mexican restaurant where you had some
what did mole. Last night, to be honest, I was so damn tired and on jet lag time. What did I have?
You had mole enchiladas.
I know
one steak, one chicken, and one ground beef or pork.
No, it was beef, I think. Yeah. It was good. Oh, but you know what I got me? It was that pitcher with the...
It was like... Mango juice. It was mango tequila, and
was a lot of tequila,
the wine. It was
sangria. That's why I wanted it. Now I remember. Man,
it was good, right?
It was really good. And you had
I had a michelada.
But this was better than the last one.
And
the less opulent showcase.
Right. It was like the fucking Las Vegas of drinks. The only thing it was missing are like blinking lights and STDs.
Oh, I still remember the people's faces when I came with that what was it? A fish? It's not even a fishbowl.
It's bigger than a fishbowl.
It was the 3 beer bottles each and these shrimps like from Ariel and Ursula, and I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. And they're not one. There was two of these huge ass things that they brought out that time.
We could have shared one.
I think we and the whole shop could have shared the first
one. But each one of those, didn't we say it was like $34 for each drink? We didn't know until we got up to, we're like, fuck.
I think.
And then Hendrik's like, oh, maybe I should go drink some more of it.
I think it was about $40 just for the two, whatever
it was
that
like,
was.
Wow. Like,
I mean, the shrimps were good, but the mix was just.
It was spicy.
It was spicy sauce.
You don't have control of the sauce. Yeah.
No, and the beer. I didn't know what to do with the beers because it was like all in the beer bottle. It was kind of weird. So,
yeah. The how it was supposed to work, you're supposed to drink because when they turn the bottles upside down, some of the beer goes into the drink.
Mm-hmm.
So you're as you drink it, the beer levels come down in the bottle.
Oh, no. We didn't get there.
I drank a lot more than you did, though.
I was like, I'm over this.
And we walked in the snow, too.
And we went to that, my spice shop.
The what? Oh, the way? What? Where did we go?
Before we went, actually, for dinner, we went to the...
To the grocery store.
To the grocery store. Where me, as a white man, asked a black man for money.
Yeah.
Really embarrassed. And that's all your fucking fault. Because you couldn't control your sense of humor.
Where's the money? Where's the money?
It just looks at me, it's like, but I mean, I know the trolleys from back home, so in Germany you have the same thing, but I was expecting the quarter to pop out because he said you use the quarter, and then I'm like, there's no quarter there, and I'm like, where's the money? And he looks at me like, what money? And I'm like, where's the money? So.
That was funny. He got back into the car and told me that story. I thought I was going to piss myself.
Because you're like, go to the other side. I'm like, did we buy a lot of stuff there?
We bought stuff for dinner tonight and the dessert you made.
Ooh,
oh, fuck me.
Your
that
point
shit was
system
good.
Is totally screwed up this week.
I don't even do Weight Watchers points, but I'm going to the gym in the morning. I know it's going to be cold and icy, but I need to go.
Snowy.
Yeah.
But don't eat a lot of it. Just sort of, you can space it till end of the week.
Do you think I can freeze it? Probably not so good, right?
No, you can leave it in the fridge, though. It should be good for another couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, it was really
Malfa
good.
Malfa pudding.
Mm-hmm. Then we had some Indian food. I made some Weight Watchers chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala. Which was really good. I mean,
could have been spicier.
Yeah, it's chicken. Indian food should be really spicy, so mm-hmm. it could have been a little bit more spicy. But it was good. I mean, for a first try, it was really good. So, but it was cooking for 8 hours, so.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too.
I was a bit surprised that the chicken actually, because this morning when you put it in, I thought, oh, I'm not sure this is going to cook away, but it was quite.
I broke it up. A lot of it, I broke it up myself.
Okay.
If I wouldn't have broken it up, it was still in whole pieces.
Okay. Well, it's just the right amount of big pieces and mm-hmm. then sort of like strings of chicken. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now it's time for me to sort of, you know, pack up the
Get ready,
suitcase.
Pack up, God, do some Christmas card shopping.
I need to just look for Christmas cards still. And I need to get the rest of the shit in the suitcase. And then I need to phone and check if the flight's on time. So it's going to be a long night.
Then you're off to
This is actually my Germany. last trip for this year.
Oh, and then we called Spirit Mom today to start setting up plans for next year's events.
Because you're coming to visit moi.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Europe for 2 weeks. Should be fun, though. We just need to figure out
which city. It's going to be so interesting. Oh, my God. By that time, I would have probably lost like 70 more pounds.
Yeah, that's your goal. 100 pounds in total?
Mm-hmm. That'll put me at around 220 pounds.
Mm. I'm cheering for you. I think it's really amazing that you do this.
Thank you.
I feel like shit every morning when you fucking post that thing. 1,000 calories burn and I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't even fucking burn 50 calories, you know, calories at the moment. Like, then I'm like, you should go to gym.
Oh, and then I was your masseuse this weekend, too.
Oh, that was really needed.
No, more chiropractic. I'm a chiropractor,
now
y'all.
You pretended to be a little Japanese girl standing
I
on my
did.
Back. And my back went pop.
And it sounded real and felt gross, too. It was like.
Oh, it was really needed because my back sometimes sort of needs a bit of a pop and then. Mm-hmm. You just put your heel in the right spot and it was like, oh. It's like sometimes almost orgasmic.
I know when I went to the chiropractor and he popped my like vertebrae, mm-hmm. neck vertebrae the first time. It hurt, but it felt so good that I thought I could come. I mean, it was like instant.
That's probably
like,
what the little puppets feel like when the puppeteer sticks his hand in. You know?
I don't want to be any part of any puppets. I don't want to be at the puppeteer.
But the fat man can make
I don't
you feel
want to be
so
the pup.
Good.
I don't want any of that. Big Fatty can make a lot of people feel good. I don't want to be felt good by being
Are
a puppet.
Are we going to go to the horror hotel with Big
Fatty? I am not going to the horror hotel.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't do
Don't
naked.
Be discriminatory.
No, I don't do naked.
We don't have to do naked. I mean,
I don't
ginger.
Do leather.
If we take everything off, the
nobody can
sun.
See us. They'll be so pissed because no sun will be hitting them.
We will be blinding the audience. The porn stars will be.
We can't even go into the dark room because we'll light it up.
We will be like, what was it? Movie in the 80s, Cocoon.
Oh, I love that movie with the old people. They should do Cocoon again and have Big Fatty as an extra. And Aunt Vera Charles.
Can you? We are horrible people.
But Big Fatty would be one of the women.
Where's Poodle gonna be?
Where's their squeaky kitty?
When the aliens will be like,
get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
we are. That would be pretty funny.
For the aliens.
That'll definitely put us in the front of his show.
Oh man, that was
you just need a good laugh, imagine Big Fatty in Cocoon.
I need to go watch Cocoon again. Oh, now I'm sweaty.
So I guess we'll head out. We're at 40 minutes.
Man, I need to back.
This is really the last show for the year. So do you want to tell everyone Merry Christmas, Happy New Year? Do you want to?
Gesende Kersfees, voorspoedige nuwe jaar. That was Afrikaans for.
Do click language. Do click language.
Impela veki kam nandi?
That doesn't sound anything like click.
You have to tune your ears, then you can hear the clicks.
Well, get a little closer so people can hear it, and then try it again. Say something just real clicky.
Okala mama means excuse mama. You can use that on Merlinda. Not like that.
No.
Okala. Okala.
Okala.
Everybody who's got earphones on their head will be like, stop
Okala. No, can't do it.
What? It's click language.
Mm-hmm. It's not as clicky as I thought it would be.
But the Bushman really speaks clicky.
That's what I thought. Like that.
No, that will be Big Fatty and Cocoon.
No, that'll be Squeaky Kitty.
Once they start probing him, it's going to be like...
Oh, no. Once they start probing him, they're going to be like, we've done this before.
Probe emergency.
They'll probe him and be like, this is a waste of time.
Why does this feel so familiar?
And then it's like old rewinds of his shows.
Oh.
Especially the one with all the sound effects behind it.
Oh, the old show.
No, I mean the sound effects from the Hara Hotel while he's doing the show. Those sound effects.
Oh, but that was a good show, actually. I wonder if...
I think that depends on your interpretation.
I thought it was pretty funny, that first show where I'm like, is he really doing this? I was like,
I thought it was a track.
I don't think...
I think you messaged me, too, and said, did you listen to Big Fatty today? And I was like, I got about 5 minutes in, and I wasn't sure if it was real or not, so I just turned it off.
I'm not always sure if his burping is real, but that show...
No, his burping is always real.
He does it always like 3 minutes into the show, and I'm like, how can your body be that on time? I mean, fucking trains are not even on time, but Big Fatty's burping is on time. I mean, yeah. But maybe we should go visit the fat one next year.
Yeah.
In the villa.
In the South Kakalaki.
I wrote on the postcards the other day, I think North Kakalaki.
Wrong. Wrong. Wait, let's say it like Donald Trump. Wrong.
So depressing.
All right. Well, you ready?
I guess I'm ready. My suitcase is not ready, but I guess I'm ready.
You're going to need like a person to come pick up your bag for you.
Uber. I did Uber the first time the other night because in Germany.
Did you like it?
It was interesting. I think the app is quite good, but you can only use it when you're not. Oh, we were laughing the other day when we arrived in Germany. The British sitting in front of us were sort of looking for Uber, and we're like, wrong country. You can't do Uber in Germany. So the Uber app said actually to them,
doesn't it? Uber came from Germany?
No, you guys use the German word for everywhere or over everything, like Uber.
I thought the actual company developed there. Maybe not. I mean, I'm probably lying.
I think it's an American company. But you can't do it in Germany. So it told them, go get a taxi. Because we were like sort of looking over their shoulders, and because we saw that they were both busy with Uber, and we're like, you're not going to get to your hotel, not in this country with Uber. So... But it was interesting. I mean, the guy who drove us in Amsterdam was quite... Because we were on the way to the naughty party, so...
Oh, we didn't get to talk about the naughty party.
Then you would have to put an age restriction on this show, and, you know...
The age restriction is 18 in iTunes, so if you're listening below the age of 18, then...
21. 2 to 21. Oh. Because this is how we roll it.
I think we might have some younger than 18-year-old listeners. I think so. I think we've had two of them write in before.
They ask for guidance?
They don't ask for guidance. They just listen.
Okay.
I'm sure they've learned a lot from Big Fatty.
But they learned a lot of stuff from you as well?
I hope. If not, then
I mean, you've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
So what's looking next year like? What's looking next year like? What is... Oh, my English is really becoming German. What is next year looking like?
Just continuing to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Try to develop my career at work. Take vacation.
You can't take a long brownie vacation. Points than you already have.
I know, right?
Buy 10, get one free.
And then go on an awesome European vacation.
Mm-hmm. Any kids on the horizon?
No chirons. No. Just Ivy and his L. Who's going to miss you? Ivy's going to miss you.
She's going to miss me. I'm going to miss her as well.
She's your favorite. She's my child. Chancha knows it.
That's why she slash my Giselle.
Right.
Yeah. So that's going to be 2016.
Right. What about you? What's 2017 look like for you?
More traveling, I guess. I think work is going to be interesting next year because the economy is so up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back in Chicago. I think end of January, beginning of February.
Okay.
That might be my first trip. And then I'm planning on doing Tibet next year. I want to go on the world's highest train.
Oh, you know, I want to go to, I want to go to like the elephant sanctuaries, like over in Taiwan or something.
No, Thailand.
Thailand. Whatever.
Taiwan is a different country.
It starts with a T.
It's the island that your next president found, who's now ruffling up the feathers with China. That is Taiwan.
Thailand is where I want to go. I want to go to the elephant sanctuaries.
Yeah, but the elephant sanctuaries are like actually animals that gets abused at these places. Yeah.
Don't say that.
I can take you to the one in Africa, in the Adu Elephant Park in South Africa. We should do that. They've got real elephants.
I've always wanted to go to Africa. I mean, I don't. Only thing I know is safari, but and pyramids.
What? And pyramids?
Pyramids.
Pyramids.
Egypt. Yeah.
Pyramids.
Pyramids.
It's like period with mids at the end.
Pyramids.
Pyramids.
Period mids.
Pyramids. Oh, period mids. We're now having period mids.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'd be open to that.
Well, I mean,
although I don't want to see really super poor people because that depresses the shit out of me. So maybe I shouldn't even go to Thailand.
No, Thailand you can go. They're not that obviously poor. I mean, they are poor, but it's not like India and Africa or Bangladesh. Bangladesh is really poor. Thailand's actually okay.
Okay,
it's just not very.
Maybe
clean.
It's a. 2018, we have to go on a cruise because I have that credit from the cruise ship. I still have a credit from there that we need to go
Where
on a cruise.
We can't go through the islands because they're so bloody homophobic.
No. I don't know. We'll find somewhere.
Well, Fatty is doing the Amsterdam to Barcelona one.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can do like a European Mediterranean one. Or we can go to the Alaska one like Taylor and Taffy did. I think that might be.
That might be nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, where are we going to get the money from?
Sell ourselves. Duh. I'll be skinny by then.
Well, you already have a husband, so we need to pawn my ass off to some rich sugar daddy.
Trump.
Ooh.
You're like, no, I'd rather die.
I'd rather be single. I'd rather be a homosexual with no morals. That would be me, but no Trump. Thank you.
Not going to
happen. Homosexual with no morals. Oh, like the guy from Sephora.
Yeah, there's quite a few homosexuals that voted for him, so...
Weird. All right, let's go. We're at 50 minutes.
What? You said a short show.
I know, this is a short show.
I'm not even showered. Oh. I need to go find my plane in the snow. Happy hunting.
It's 8:40. We're cutting it close. We gotta go.
Well, I go shower quickly and then...
All right,
you can
say
pack
bye.
My bag.
Bye. Say bye in English, German, click language, and Afrikaans.
What was English first?
It doesn't matter.
Goodbye. Tot ziens. Hamburger Kuchle. Auf Wiedersehen. Servus. Kwaheri. That's
Japanese.
No.
Chinese.
Mandarin. Swahili. Sorry, oh. I'm jet lagged. Japanese is. What's Japanese again? Oh my, come by. Is... Cheers. Oh, cheers on the new year.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, bye.
Bye.
See ya. Ta-ta. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Okay, so talk in your regular voice.
Which would be which voice?
This one?
You might want to talk a little louder.
This one?
Yeah, and then we're going to try the intro.
Shall not pop my piece.
That does not seem to be working, so it's...